The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
You ain't from around here, boy.
All aboard!
Yes! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
Am I a very good girl?
Oh, Chad.
Ooh, push that button.
Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, the hands of Chad behind the console. Yes.
Yes, another week on Travel World. Good morning, Stephen Pickford, coming to you live this morning from Montreal
across
America.
This week.
This week.
Next week you're headed out again. So
not next week. 2 weeks we'll be down in
Raleigh. Oh, in 2 weeks. So next
Raleigh
week you're actually here.
WBZB 1090.
Hold on to your heart, Brian Kennedy. Every time we say WBZ.
Well, of course, this station, AM 600, was once at 1030 for 5 years in its history, 1928 to 1933. So.
And I was actually once here at 1030. So there's a...
Everything is connected to this world.
Minutes before 11.
A nebulous connection. You will always have something connected.
Yes, yeah, so of course, 1030 being the frequency of WBZ.
Well, two things that go together. 1090 down in Raleigh.
Yeah, we should start pushing actually for a new station, CXWA. You know, when these guys go to 940 Lewes, as we like to call it, we're finally going to get a good station, which has what people really want. But anyway.
Now,
anyway.
Sandra Phillips is in studio with us this morning.
Hi there.
So we have, Sandra Phillips.
You've been going
Smart
all around.
Shopping Montreal.
Smart Shopping Montreal. And you've been going all around the Midwest, the search of barbecue and other fun things.
And Elvis sightings.
Elvis sightings. Did you actually see Elvis?
Of course, I was at Graceland.
Sandra Phillips, for the Liberty Works listeners, is a lady who is specialized in Montreal at finding bargains. And no matter where she goes around the globe, too, because her second passion is traveling. But she's written a book, and anybody who comes to visit Montreal should pick this thing up. It's worthwhile. You'll save your money the first few purchases you make.
It gives you a good feel. If you're coming to Montreal to shop and use your American dollars to get some good deals, this will give you even better deals.
So leave it to Sandra to find the bargain wherever it is. But when we were out this August doing our little trips, Sandra was actually on a Midwestern tour.
It was an odyssey, and you were flying around on an airline that is a good deal all of its own, Vanguard Airlines.
Yeah. Now, I never heard of Vanguard before I went out in the Midwest, and I'm supposing that the Montrealers hadn't heard about it either.
Most people in the United States probably haven't heard about it because it is a very specialized niche carrier in the Midwest.
Right, so you're talking about kind of Kansas City, Denver, Dallas, Atlanta, Chicago, Minneapolis, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. They go to a lot of cities, but their newest one is Buffalo, so that's not so far from us.
No, and it's a gateway for Niagara Falls for passengers wanting to fly in on a discounted airline from points in the United States. Kansas City is their hub. They took over a lot of the gate positions from the old Braniff 2, and before that, Eastern had a mini hub in Kansas City.
And they have great prices, which are about 50% off the regular airlines, and some are as low. When they started the Buffalo route, it was $29 a segment.
Can't beat rates like that.
And so their prices were fabulous. So I flew on 3 or 4 segments through my Midwest trip, and it was great.
Very good airline. It's management. Like a lot of startup carriers, airlines fall apart after a year or two because they aren't managed well, yeah. But there is a management team behind Vanguard.
They're an interesting start. First of all, it was started by Bob McAdoo, who started People's Express. So it's run on that same concept where, you know, bring your own sandwich and we'll get you there inexpensively. And now it's run by Robert Rocky Spain. He's a retired admiral from the U.S. Navy. He used to be a fighter pilot in Vietnam, a captain of a nuclear aircraft. This guy knows planes. He knows how to run things. So he's really whipping them
into shape. I see a parallel developing here. There once was another airline with an Air Force pilot.
With an Air Force colonel headed it, and it kind of went
Colonel
with
Borman.
Military precision. if you need people skills along with the military precision, because if you don't, if you think everything runs as it is in the forces, I can just imagine my uncle, who is a retired admiral as well, running an airline his way or the doorway, right?
Yeah.
No, this one runs well.
Yeah, Vanguard Airlines can be
recommended. Well, then again,
recommended.
Eastern fell apart after Borman left, so.
Yes, at the Frank Lorenzo syndrome, who will always be remembered. I think the name Frank Lorenzo will always go down in history as being a name synonymous with airline failure.
Well, actually, there's another nebulous connection there, because it was on Eastern Airlines that you met Jamie Maddox, the flight attendant who lives in Dallas-Fort Worth, which is the inspiration to our trip to Dallas, where we actually met the Dallas cop, who in our intro said to us that we ain't from around here, are ya, boy?
See, everything is connected. Everything is connected. You always come home with a good story from a trip. If you don't travel, you don't come home with good stories, and good stories is what travel is all about.
Those of you who like to travel around Quebec.
Around Quebec, there's another great startup airline that's not so new. It's been around for a few years. Air Montreal flies to the business centers of Quebec from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free, no airport improvement fee to pay. You call today, fly tomorrow. Again, no need to reserve 2 weeks in advance or stay a Saturday night. Toll free, 888-631-2111, on the internet at www.airmontreal.com. And also, when you're on the internet, check out Liberty Works Radio Network at www.libertyworksradio.com.
Chad, let's roll it.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
I think you're dead.
DIQC Montreal.
Hi from Bowie, Mountaineau. I'm Lita Polson, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving weekend. It's going to be very happy to drop on by here at 7272 Newman Boulevard in Villasalle. We're very close to the Carrefour Anquignon, and if you're a bargain hunter, drop by Bowie, Mountaineau. We still have that 20-page mega circular filled with incredible offers, and the incredible offers include the glider armchair and ottoman upholstered in leatherette, and it is available in black, forest green, and plum, perfect for your home for $249 for the two pieces with free delivery too, and you pay only in September 2000 with no deposit, payment, or interest. And don't forget, you get a chance to win one of 10 office systems. That includes a computer, total prize value of $30,500. And don't forget the free delivery. That's within 200 kilometers. It's done by experts. So drop on by Beau in Mountaineau. And for your household appliances and electronics, ask about the extended warranty program. For your furniture, the Magic Seal Fabric Protection Plan and the Leather Care at-home treatment. That's all you're going to need for that gorgeous leather sofa or chair that you'd like. And drop by too. And check this out. You can warehouse your furniture for 1 year at no extra charge, your household appliances and your electronics. Everything here at Bowie Mountaineau is fun at 7272 Newman Boulevard in Villasalle.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Lanjo Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Lanjos with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Lanjo's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Lanjo's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
North and south, east or west, go seek your destination.
Looking for a great getaway? Sears Travel can get you there.
We give you the world. We help you get away.
And right now, you can book now, travel, and pay later. No money down, no interest, and no payments till you get back. Only at Sears Travel.
We give you the world.
Escape to Acapulco. 1 week at the all-inclusive Banana Tropical Club, just $1,039 with Vacan Signature. January 6th and 13th departures.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
At Uncle Two.
At Uncle Two.
Halloween is cool.
There's makeup and decorations.
Cool.
All sorts of costumes and goodies too.
Cool. At Jacutu, you'll find it all to turn your home into a favorite haunt. With dozens of decorations for your dungeon, like a set of 40 fright lights, just $2.99. Check your Jacutu flyer for cool Halloween savings.
At Jacutu, you'll find it all.
Ooh, even a friend.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
Talk Radio 600, CIQC.
Have a Ram Jam feel to it, but it's not Ram Jam. It's Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, the Hands of Chad. We're back on Travel World on Liberty Works and CIQC Montreal with Sandra Phillips telling us all about her trip. Now, I thought that originally you drove this whole way because we met you. You were driving.
Right, we met you
Des Moines.
Up with you partway through your travel adventure, but you flew out to St. Louis and then you rented a car and did the circle trip and then headed home.
Right, and in I left the car at one point and then took the Vanguard flights to the further cities. But I went out to the Midwest because people generally don't think about going out to the Midwest. You know, you think about going to New York or L.A. or someplace, you know, Disney World. But if you really want quality family time, and that's what everybody is searching for, this is where you're going to find it. Friendly people, polite society, good things for kids to do, and lots of fun.
Where is this again?
Okay,
it's
let's
true
start.
True family travel experience.
Yeah, we started in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, that's a nice place.
Yeah, and the other surprise was in some of the hotels I stayed at along the way. For instance, I stayed at a Hampton Inn, and there it was a tower. It wasn't a motel with a parking garage and an indoor pool and free
tower?
Breakfast. Yes. And so each place, there were sort of delightful surprises. It was a great location. Like, you got on the elevator in the morning, you could see the arch in the window
oh,
of
neat.
The elevator. It was really a nice place to be. Near everything. So Union Station, which is, they took like an old train
station. The old train station in downtown St. Louis, they've recreated
wow.
it, fixed
they,
it up
wow.
and
yeah.
put stores and
they
shops.
Put a
and,
hotel in the train
court.
Station. There
oh,
is a
nice.
Pool there with, you can do paddle boating. And and the stores in there are more specialized. For instance, there'll be a store just for Beatles. You know, it's not sort of ordinary shopping. The St. Louis Arch was also a surprise. I always thought it was just an arch. I didn't realize you go up into it.
Really?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a Ferris wheel roller coaster kind of concept. You go
so
in this little car, and you kind of, you're inside the arch, and you go up to the tippy top in this little car, like a spaceship.
You'd call it an arch deluxe now, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Maybe they'll change the name.
Get a sponsor for it.
No, actually, they weren't allowed to put up a second one next to it because of copyright infringement.
There actually was a McDonald's across from the arch in a riverboat. Which we took pictures of, which was really neat for the kids.
So this was the Golden Arches at the Arch.
Right. Cute. Down in the base is also a little museum. And they explained a little bit the Lewis and Clark expedition and other things. But I was surprised. Didn't you have this impression that sort of Lewis and Clark kind of backpacked out there with Sacagawea and they kind of
you thought they just
suffered.
Went out in the total wilderness and they were going out into a land that they did not know what
exactly.
to find.
Exactly. There were like 60 people with them. This is like a moving village.
Oh, I see.
So these are the things you learn. We went to a butterfly house. Now, this is fascinating for, you know, kids and adults.
Wait.
You're in a glass environment and butterflies from all over the world are landing on you. And it was a fascinating, interesting place.
Yeah, that would be
place.
A lot of fun.
Actually, if you go to my backyard, you'll have all kinds of mosquitoes landing on
no,
you.
No. This is beautiful.
Another kind of an insectarium. 60 people with Lewis and Clark?
Yes, like this was like major movement, troop movement.
I never knew that.
No, that's
I learned my history by watching Max
when you go
the Mouse.
These,
you remember Max the Mouse?
Historical museums.
Yeah, and I took my history in the States, so I have no excuses for not knowing that.
Actually, no, that means you have every excuse for not knowing much.
No. The St. Louis Science Center had two neat things. First of all, the kids can physically build an arch and try to figure out how to make an arch stay up. And they have radar guns over a highway where you point it at the cars and see how fast they're going. And everyone was speeding.
And then you can spot how many people slow down because they got radar detectors.
There's
sort of
undercover police.
Yeah, the kids in the museum.
60 people with radar guns.
We went nearby to two different places. One of was Hannibal. You know what Hannibal, Missouri? Does that mean anything to you guys?
The Cannibal.
No. Yes, Mark Twain Land. So you immerse yourself the whole day in Mark Twain. If your kids never got Mark Twain in school, this is a way to do it. You can take Twain Land tours around and see all the places that are related to his life and his books.
Oh.
You get to see his boyhood home, his little bed that he slept in. And you take there's a riverboat ride. So there's things that are interesting for kids all over the Midwest. At night, we watched The Adventures of Tom Sawyer outside in open air, and there was actually the river in between us and the stage. So they actually could have a riverboat come in and be part of the actual show,
not just a sort of a fancy prop that they
use. So when the kids ran off to an island, which happens in the adventures, they actually got in a boat and paddled out to the island.
Oh, that's cool.
So we had a real good time then. Then we visited in Collinsville, Illinois, some Indian tribal mounds. And this was a whole entire city that existed way before the white man showed up.
Chad's already smiling.
He's been there.
I know you're going to say something stupid. I just don't know what yet.
Waiting for the inspiration.
All he heard was the word mounds. I know what he's thinking.
Yeah, we toddled on to Memphis after
your
that.
Your weekend plans, Chad? Go ahead.
Yeah, we drove down to Memphis, and you know why we went to Memphis.
Oh, yes, Graceland.
It was Elvis week. Oh,
you betcha. Man's on the ball, isn't he?
I wasn't an Elvis fan until I got down there, and after hearing Elvis for days on end, I actually started to like it. But we were there during Elvis week, so it was really a special kind of week. We stayed in a sleep-in. Now, you know those new chain?
New brand from Choice Hotels.
Right, and the idea is to have a simplified hotel in good locations without a lot of frills and amenities. Basically, clean room. We had a brand new double stall shower.
Clean rooms.
Yeah, it overlooked this the center. Kind of, you say it would overlook like St. Catherine Street, like the main street. And there's this cutest little trolley that took us everywhere. 50 cents is.
And it'll take you all around the downtown core of
Memphis.
Right,
and it was right near Beale Street, which was Elvis's old stomping ground. So we got to go in and have his favorite.
His favorite meal.
His favorite meal. Yep.
And which is.
Tutti Frutti restaurant. Don't you listen to commercials?
No. Fried peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Oh, yuck.
And I actually liked it, and I'm not really a peanut butter or banana fan. I actually liked the sandwich, except for they served it with a pickle. That didn't work for
well,
me.
Well, you see, that's
now there's what's going to be on the menu up at Montaigne Coupe next week. Mr. Kennedy is listening.
Pickles, yes.
Yeah, the other thing that you can't forget to eat in all these parts is ribs. I mean,
that's what they're
barbecue
known for. Barbecue is the raison d'etre to
eat
down
there. Yeah, so we worked and we did this sort of barbecue taste test. In Memphis, we ate at a great restaurant, Rendezvous, by Charlie Virgos. Place has been there in the family since 1948, and the ribs just like fall off the bone. It's just, you don't like fight with it like up here. It's tender, tender, tender.
What about those slip off the bone baby back ribs Mitch Melnick always talks about?
No, they were much better.
Oh, yeah?
They know
how
to do ribs down there.
You have to go down to Memphis to get the great ribs.
Yeah. Sun Studio, guys, you're in radio.
Yeah.
We're talking history here. Sun Studio closed up after kind of Elvis went through and Jerry Lee Lewis and Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins and Roy Orbison. But what was great was they closed the studio and it stayed exactly the way it was. So a lot of the new guys who've come in, like Ringo Starr, found out that it was still there and they reopened it. And these guys are kind of recording again in Elvis' studio. The same walls that Elvis had, the same microphone that Elvis had. And now you could take tours of Sun Studio. And the other fun thing in Memphis are the ducks.
The ducks at the Peabody Hotel.
You know about them.
Oh, they have these famous ducks that they parade in with a band down the red carpet.
Really?
They come in the morning, leave in the evening, and they're serenaded in on a red carpet to...
An inspiration to Gary Larson.
They actually live at the hotel in a room upstairs. They come down the elevator. It's a scream. They stay in the little pool all day, and then they reverse and they go...
In the lobby, and this is a tourist attraction. Even people who are not staying at the Peabody have to come in to see the ducks.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah. And there's actually a guy whose job it is to roll out the red carpet for the ducks. Imagine that on your CV.
Duckmaster.
Yeah, he's the duckmaster. Chad has a word sounds like that he's good at.
No. There's an area.
He's truck.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm not going there, guys. There's mud there. There's Mud Island in Memphis, which is kind of like we took and took back the islands here in Montreal and filled it in and made interesting things to do.
An attraction in the Mississippi River.
Exactly. So it's right near downtown, right near the Sleep Inn Hotel. We actually walked to the... You take a gondola ride.
Gondola ride that connects downtown over to Mud Island.
And when we were there... We didn't know what was going on. These millions of little teeny poppy girls getting on the ride with us because Britney Spears.
Oh, they thought they were Chad Kennemy live in person.
That's it.
No, Britney Spears was on the island when we were on the island and giving
now
a concert.
Now he wants to get there.
Yeah. And they had an interesting thing on the island. They have a physical copy of the Mississippi River from top to bottom. So you actually walk this sort
cool.
of mini version and see all its
like
tributaries. Yeah, but it's on the ground. It's in concrete. And you see the physical water moving along. And that was pretty neat. So the other thing we ate in, we ate something new when we were in the Midwest. We ate toasted ravioli. Did you guys have it in Iowa?
Not in Iowa. I think we had it once, actually in California once.
Yeah, it was really pretty good. It comes with meat or cheese. And the other thing we had was St. Louis pizza when we were in St. Louis.
Pizza!
Which was made on a rectangular baking sheet. So it's like a flat pizza. And it's real, real thin and crunchy, the crust. And it's made with provolone instead of mozzarella. These are things you learn when you travel.
Yes, you learn about St. Louis
pizza.
And
there's
Montreal-style
pizza.
And
the Daninisaurus, of course.
Yes, that's a great segue. Thank you, Melanie Reffes. great Montreal-style pizza and a whole lot more from...
My segues today, huh?
From Pizza Donini. 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Just one number to remember. 383-6000. Piping hot, oven fresh, at your door. 30 minutes or less from Pizza Donini, 383-6000. Stay listening to Travel World right here on AM 600 and across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
You must have a lot of breath to do that without breathing in. Chad, let's roll it.
AM 600. Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
CIQC, Montreal.
Happy weekend to you and happy Saturday to you. We're at Bureau et Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in Villa-Salle. I'm Lita Polson. Drop on by, checking everything out for you. The furniture, the home appliances, the electronics, all under one roof. And don't forget, do bring the whole family along with you. We have a huge parking lot here too. An amazing sales staff made up of professionals. They know the products they're selling and they are ready to answer your questions. So drop by and ask those questions. Home theater, you've been thinking about this? Maximum sound with a JVC Dolby Surround ProLogic home theater pack. That includes 500-watt total audio-video receiver, AC3 compatible, 5-CD carousel player, $9.99, 5 speakers included, and free the audio base. That's a value of $129 with the purchase of this JVC home theater package. And don't forget to take advantage of the purchase plan here, and don't forget to check the sound quality of the products available in-store in one of the listening rooms here. And Fido is here with their specially trained consultants and a great Fido package for you here for $99. Check it all out at Bureau et Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in Villa-Salle for all electronics.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
It's one for the money. How much can you save with the incredible computer deals at 123 Compute? And two for the show. Just let them show you their terrific array of notebooks and desktops at blowout prices. Three to get ready, to get just what you need for home, small office, or student. And four to go to 123 Compute, 720 DeCary in Ville-Saint-Laurent. Or call 855-9550. Desktops from just $99, notebooks from $299. It's a smart way to save, as easy as 123 Compute.
The IFC World Tour returns to Montreal Saturday, October 9th at the Kahnawake Sports Complex with the IFC Cage Combat Warriors Challenge. It's a night of 15 fantastic fights, including lightweight, middleweight, and heavyweight divisions, plus a women's championship fight and a super heavyweight matchup. Tickets start at $20 and are on sale at all admission outlets or by calling 1-800-361-4595. That's Saturday, October 9th, 7:30 p.m. at the Kahnawake Sports Complex for the Cage Combat Warriors Challenge.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Hi, this is Sandra Phillips from Smart Shopping Montreal. You're listening to my favorite travel program, Travel World, right here on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
CIQC.
You gotta love this band, eh? In Excess. Something about our lifestyle. That sounds like more like Chad's plans for the weekend. He wants to make a suicide blonde.
We've known a few. Welcome back to Travel World.
Stephen Pickford, the hands of Chad behind the console. Special guest Sandra Phillips in studio talking to us about her trip. We were talking about pizza in Memphis.
Right. And from pizza, we're going to go right to Martin Luther King's last meal. See, we're going to seg again. Because what happened was, after he finished dinner, he was in the Lorraine Motel. Mm-hmm. He went outside, and it was all over. So what they've done was taken that Lorraine Motel mm-hmm. and made it into a civil rights museum.
Ah, yes.
And it's very moving, the museum. The civil rights movement is far more than I thought it was. Going through this one place where you go through a bus, and you natural tendency to sit down on a seat, and when you sit down, somebody barks at you, get to the back of the bus, don't you dare sit there, and like, you know, you jump and you start and you get the feeling of what went on in the South. And the very last thing, the museum, you wind up in the motel room that Martin Luther King was in, right at the balcony, and it really is a fabulous experience. From Memphis, we drove through Arkansas. Yeah, right through Little Rock, where all the action took place at the
Excelsior Hotel.
You should put it quite that way.
Okay, and we kind of wound up in Oklahoma, and we actually saw the show in Oklahoma, the Broadway show, which again uh-huh. we saw outside. Which
it's
is
great
a real
to watch
treat.
A show outside, particularly musical outside
we
in the summertime.
In the woods, and they rode up in their horses, and the surrey with the fringe on top came bobbling in. So that was kind of neat. And then we in Oklahoma City, we stayed at the Hilton Hotel, and that was another. So each hotel was a surprise. It wasn't expensive. You always think Hilton expensive, but when you go to some cities, you can stay in really nice places, and there's free breakfast. It was newly renovated, had pool. You know, really nice
everything
location.
You're looking for, and it's a 4-star property.
Exactly.
Or you could be talking about the Hilton in Quebec City, where I was this week, and you can be talking about pitching little raspberry jujubes back and forth. I went with a group. There was a convention in Quebec City this week, and
you had a great you went
well,
up there
yeah,
to convention.
After we finished this, no, the whole group of us, we got together, and they had this silly contest. Of course, they had these big bulk bags of these raspberry jujubes. And so they got it all into their heads, saying, well, let's have this little contest. Now, how many you can put in your mouth? And count, 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 count. One lady got 130
oh,
of them.
God. I don't think I want to...
That didn't go on in my Hilton Hotel.
Only in certain hotels.
Well,
I guess it's
the end of the war.
The market where one was located versus where the other one was located.
But yeah. Speaking about eating weird things, I went to the stockyards, for breakfast to this really famous place to eat, and the Cattleman's Cafe, because this is real stockyards. I mean, this is real cowboys, not the fake stuff on the movies. And they eat a hearty breakfast, so the big thing to eat there is brains and eggs.
Oh.
And then you get off to a good start, right?
Oh, yeah. I think it would be better if they made you slaughter your own cow before.
Now, it's been open since 1910, so for sure...
What is a little dogie?
You mean get along, little doggy?
That's right.
Nobody taught me that. I didn't learn that.
I learned that song by watching Yosemite Sam, you know?
Yeah. Well, you could dress as a cowboy. You know, in Stockyard City is kind of opening more to the general population, so this is where you would go to get custom cowboy... Custom saddle. Do you ever want a custom saddle? This is where you go to get it. And the other interesting place I ate was the County Line, which was a 1940 speakeasy. And the owner was arrested a couple of times, and... It had great barbecue there as well. See, that was my second segment of barbecue. From there, we went on to the National Cowboy Hall of Fame, which I wasn't kind of looking forward to, but I came out. We could have spent days in there.
Really?
Everything you ever want to know about cattle trails, famous ranches, cowboys, Indian cowboys, Hawaiian cowboys, women cowboys.
Hawaiian cowboys?
Yeah.
From the pineapple plantations.
Exactly.
And,
everything you ever want to know about what goes on at a rodeo. There was a room.
I figured Don Ho at a rodeo.
There was a room dedicated to barbed wire. I thought barbed wire was just barbed wire. There's thousands of different little designs of barbed wire.
Well, there's barbed wire, and then there's Chad's friend, barbed wire.
There's a whole area for kids to try on clothing from the era. There's an old West town. So this is a place, again, there's an art museum of Western art. Again, family entertainment. You know, the whole family can enjoy the Cowboy Hall of Fame and Western Heritage Center.
Good family entertainment.
The
what
other
the show is about.
Family entertainment, and Dad wants to see photography, and Mom wants to see historical hats. You can all do it in one building. You know, everybody's in the same place.
There's an interest.
Well, that's pretty neat.
There's something for everyone's interest.
Yeah, they're renovating an area called Bricktown. You know, each of our cities is renovating some older area. And they're renovating to the point where they actually dug a canal. So you could take little canal taxis down. And that's where the Southwestern Bell AA ballpark is situated. AAA.
That's not what I figured. The AA ballpark. Give them something to do while they're all recovering, you know? Before you go on there, Sandra, you've got a whole stack of notes here, which eventually we're going to be making available, because there's certainly going to be some people who are going to be interested in learning a bit more about that. You can actually email us for more information at travelworld@reporters.net, if you have some on-air studio comments, onair@ciqc.com, but I don't see the printer anywhere, so... Too bad for that.
Travelworld@reporters.net will probably get there much quicker. And while you're on the internet, you can also check out Liberty Works at www.libertyworksradio.com.
This is a collection of cities. I mean, you're going all over the place. And if I want to go see this place where they dug the trench, I'm going, whoa, we're not in Memphis no more.
No, we're not. We're across another state.
That's right.
Do you know the song in Oklahoma, you know, the wind blows gently down the plain? It was really windy in Oklahoma City.
It's open, flat land.
Yeah, the song was right, you know. They actually went there, those guys, and they knew what they were talking about. then I met up with you guys in Iowa.
Yes.
At the state fair. But right near the state fair... They did the Bridges of Madison County.
Yeah,
in Winterset.
Yeah, we went to visit that when we went down back in 1998.
Last year, yes.
And you went and actually got the full tour. You actually have a postcard here with all
the
bridges.
Yeah, with all the bridges. We actually kind of toddled from bridge. The famous bridge where they kissed and all, the Roseman Bridge, actually has a little boutique there that sells. That's where I got the postcard.
Yeah.
There are people still coming there, and people from all over the world signing the covered bridge inside from Korea and Japan. And this guy's still making a living selling stuff about the movie.
Oh, Stephen was there. I have him on videotape pacing back and forth. Come on, Willem, we're going to be late.
We're going to be late for our barbecue, actually.
Yeah,
we're going to barbecue lunch with Cynthia Fodor
and her son Jake. Yes.
Barbecue, of course. The other interesting place in Iowa was Council Bluffs, and we went there just to see a jail.
Oh, yes, that's where the railroads met.
And that's where it was one of those jumping points to the west where everybody kind of packed up and the wagon trains left. And there's a circular jail, if you can imagine a can, okay, three levels high.
That's a big can.
A big can.
One on top of the
three
other?
Stories
I wouldn't
high.
Want to be on the bottom can.
Wait, it's worse than that. Because each person is in a little pie-shaped jail. And it only opens in one place and the whole thing turns. It revolves. And it was up to the jailer who turned it who got to walk out the door and go in. Other than that, you were in your little can the whole day.
That sounds like Steve's plan for the weekend in the can all day.
Cascara, you will be, yes.
Anyhow, it worked. Nobody got out. But anyway, you can get to visit it. Kids are totally fascinated by that. And
holy cow. Council Bluffs, huh?
Yep.
Council Bluffs, Iowa. The best barbecue, you said, was in Kansas City.
And that's where we went next. We were aiming towards Kansas. Yes. Why was it the best? It wasn't as gooey as the rest of them. It still had the barbecue flavor. Mm-hmm. See, there's dry barbecue and wet barbecue. Boy, I learned a lot about barbecue. Mm-hmm. And it was the most succulent. Kansas City won. So I tried it in where we started, Memphis, in Dallas, in Oklahoma City, and in Kansas City. We like Kansas City the best.
Kansas City has that reputation.
The Smokehouse. right near there in St. Joseph, Missouri, right near Kansas City, is the Jesse James house where he got shot. And there's actually the house there with the bullet hole and the whole story of how he got shot and how they caught him. And it's in the same town as the Pony Express National Monument. You know the Pony Express riders? They didn't last very long. It was only like a couple of years.
How long was it?
It was all over.
Really?
Yeah.
From when to when, but...
I don't have the dates here.
I think it was in the late 1860s.
I mean, every
just before the
so-called
Transcontinental Railroad in 1869 really put them out of business.
Yeah, I stayed in a Comfort Suites there, which was a brand new one, even had an indoor pool. Now, that's something, again, a surprise in a Comfort Suite.
They are upgrading their properties. The Comfort Inn and Comfort Suites brands, they're upgrading and putting in those extra facilities and services.
Yeah, and guys, they had a Stetson Hat Factory. That's where you go for the outlet store to get deals on hats. For me, always looking for the deals. Yeah.
Can't go on a trip without some shopping.
Of course not.
Well, you know where to get all the
now,
bargains.
Now, okay, you gave me a great segue. Harry S. Truman, we know he was a shopkeeper before he became president. We visited his library and the home that his mother-in-law owned. He never owned his own home. And learned a lot about him at the Truman Library. Like, I had questions about, and this is, again, where kids can enjoy history because they can ask the questions. He was the one that had to make that terrible decision about dropping the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered, how did he sleep at night? Now, they have his diary, you know, from all his thoughts and what went on. And so how do you sleep at night making a decision like that? And the...
you're saving lives.
We
got a break, and let's get to this right after the break. Chad, roll it.
Every time you call my name,
Chad,
I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire.
Yeah.
Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
AM600 Montreal.
The smart ones know the score. The really smart ones know scores. Home to Super Chicken and Ribs and the best lunch deals like the Chef Special. For just $3.99, a delicious barbecue chicken leg or breast, plus pasta of the day or mashed potatoes, sauce and veggies. Yours 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 days a week, but not forever. So hurry to the scores near you. 8 locations, including Dorval Shopping Center on St. John, St. Martin West in Laval, Sherbrooke East near the Big O, and now on Newman east of Dollard in LaSalle. Score big at Scores.
It's one for the money. How much can you save with the incredible computer deals at 123 Compute? And two for the show. Just let them show you their terrific array of notebooks and desktops at blowout prices. Three to get ready, to get just what you need for home, small office, or student. And four to go to 123 Compute, 720 DeCarry in Ville-Saint-Laurent. Or call 855-9550. Desktops from just $99. Notebooks from $299. It's a smart way to save. As easy as 123 Compute.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At JetSetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with JetSetter, and GST is included in every price you see. JetSetter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Spinelli thanks you by giving you the best prices on all 2,000 models. Toyota, Honda, and Nissan. One day only special sale, Thanksgiving Monday, at all four Spinelli stores. Get four winter tires free with a purchase. Certain restrictions apply. Spinelli also offers you 5-day full exchange privileges on any model purchased. Spinelli Fairview Toyota and Spinelli Nissan in Pointe Claire. Spinelli Honda in LaSalle and Spinelli Lexus Toyota in Lachine. Spinelli!
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Own shadow by the backstage door, like a trip through the past.
This is more like my plans for the weekend. Welcome back, is Stephen Pickford, the hands of Chad behind the console at Travel World on Liberty Works and CIQC. I just got my Gibson SG this week. I got a new one, nice black SG. So I'm gonna
be
playing,
with yourself this weekend.
You can go to
I'll be playing my guitar. So
you can go to Sun Studios and tape at Elvis's studio.
I could do that. He played something that looked a little like a Les Paul, but Les Paul wasn't that big back then, right?
No, it wasn't a big thing at the time, but
Prosper's the guitar authority.
He's the authority.
Us.
He can pick out a guitar from one to the other.
I love rock and roll. What can I tell you?
are a rock and roll man.
Yes, the rock and
roll. Wild Willem Backus.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to a couple of friends, of course. Nicole Perron from the APFF, who was with us in Quebec City, as well as Helene Blanchard, who was the lady who actually pitched those jujubes at me. And, of course, Donna from Burlington, or St. Albans, actually, working at IBM. So we said our hellos. They asked us, of course, on our professional show whether we'd actually say people's names on the air. I said, yes, our show. Yeah, we're the big professionals, huh?
Whatever goes out on the air is our responsibility, and we have to live with the consequences. And we are still living. Sandra Phillips is in studio with us from Smart Shopping Montreal, finishing up the hour with what she did on her Midwest travel odyssey.
Right. Well, I ended up in Denver at the Four Point Sheraton, which had the shuttle from the airport. And there's lots of neat places to eat. Mary Callender's. Did you ever hear of that chain of restaurants?
Mary Callender's?
Marie Callender's. I had never heard of it until I stayed at the hotel. It was right across. And she's known for pies and deep dish, like home cooking. And it's a whole chain in the Midwest. Again, these are the things you learn
A
when
theme
you
specialty restaurant chain that is very geographically centered.
And actually
in that
seen
area.
Her stuff in supermarkets after that. You know, that's how popular it was. And Le Peep Restaurant for breakfast. But you know what? We left out Graceland, guys.
Graceland.
We went right through Memphis without talking about Graceland.
Well, you better hurry up. Gene Sullivan's on the line.
Has been found.
Well, it was lots of fun. You get to see the house as Elvis left it. It's one. Nothing has been reconstructed, recreated. It's his home.
Nobody's cleaned it. Nobody's vacuumed it.
There were no long lineups to get in. It's all very organized. Shuttle to the place. Tour through it. It was great fun.
Oh, sounds like you had a great time. And talking about great times, we had a great time last January when we were down.
That was a little abrupt, wasn't it?
Miami's South Beach. Gene Sullivan joins us now on the line from the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Good, good. So what is new in Miami as the season starts? People are starting to think throughout the Northeast and the Central States about heading to Miami and South Florida for the winter.
Well, actually, there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, South Beach is continuing to be the real big hot spot here. A lot of new hotels came online since you visited, even. New hotel. Have you ever heard of the designer, Todd Oldham? He just designed a new hotel on just near Ocean Drive. It's the hot spot now.
Awfully cool. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
I thought it was cool.
I'm sorry. I had a few... side inspections last night at some of the clubs in Coconut Grove.
Oh, yeah, to check them out.
Yes, 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 yes. A few site inspections.
Yes, lots of sites to see.
Yes.
You know me.
Yes, I think Chad would like to make a site inspection. Anyway, continue.
Well, yeah, Lincoln Road has also picked up a few new restaurants and shops have opened up there. It's gotten even bigger. They just opened up this huge Art Deco movie theater. So even if you're on vacation, you have to go to the movies there because it's just so unique. Coconut Grove also, which, as you guys remember, is kind of like the alternative to South Beach. If you don't want to be too trendy, you just want to kick around in some shorts, come hang around here. There's been a lot of new bars opening up. Like I said, I tried a few of those last night.
Yes.
That's one thing that Miami is not short of, is places to spend the evenings.
No, it's not. And there are lots of different new places, too, that people might not ordinarily think of, especially if they're, you know, they want to try someplace new. You know, a lot of Canadians are pretty familiar with, you know, Coconut Grove and South Beach. There's a new area where a lot of people go dining, but there's some new hot spots opening up in Coral Gables. Did you guys get a chance to go to the Biltmore?
We drove by it. We didn't go inside, but we drove by it.
I was there. It was great. What a place.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's, wow.
Did you ever see the Al Capone suite, that huge tower? President Clinton stayed in there.
And what did he do in it?
Well, there's a cigar bar downstairs, so you just...
That'll give you... Yeah, you do the math.
Put two and two together.
That, you,
connect
you knew
A
that
with
coming.
B.
But anyway, Coral Gables is very old Spanish-style Mediterranean architecture, and the Biltmore, of course, is a testament to that, and there's a whole beautiful area surrounding it and shopping district that is really more that locals know about, but a lot more tourists are starting to pick up on it, and it's a really neat place, a little more quiet, very upscale, real nice place to hang out.
There was a beautiful pool in that area.
Did you go swimming?
I didn't go swimming, but I toured the pool.
Yeah, that's the largest pool in the United States. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know it. It's just gorgeous.
It really was. It's a really gorgeous pool. There's all these beautiful fountains and statues. You feel like you're swimming someplace in Spain. You know, it's just beautiful.
It has that whole Mediterranean feel to it.
Yeah, that's what Coral Gables is all about. It has all the old banyan trees. You just know that you're someplace in the tropics when you're there. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. So it's a beautiful setting.
What you have to do when you're down in Miami is have a Cuban meal. That's what, and
that was good.
When Gene was up here in Montreal this past week, he brought up the Cuban coffee. So I did manage to get to sleep, even though I had four cups of it.
You had four Cuban coffees?
Yes, and I still fell asleep. I must have been tired.
Somebody must have clubbed them across the head for that.
Well, you know, it was your first cold spot for the year, I swear, what I was told. Of course, it was doubly cold for us. I mean, we were just dying.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to bring you some Miami warmth. Unfortunately, I think it was a little too much warmth because everybody kept coming back for more, and then, you know, everybody kept walking sedatedly into the room, and then they left, like, skipping. I don't know what that was about. But.
Well, it's one of those things that when you get down to Miami, you have to have a Cuban coffee.
Well, I had one Cuban coffee, Steve. I didn't sleep for 3 days. I mean, this is coffee for people that, you know, espresso isn't enough, you know? Yeah, now you're talking some serious coffee. We also went to a great Cuban restaurant when we were down there, and, of course, eating a little bit too much of that, you ended up with the Cuban motion, which is not used in a dance context here.
Mm-hmm. But great tasting food. That's one thing that we liked about Miami was the variety of cultures and the cuisines that meshed together. It was not solely a tourist destination in that sense.
Yeah, we're just truly an international city on our own, and that's why it's so exciting actually even to live here. You know, it's not a white bread city. I mean, you really, no matter what mood you're in, you have an ethnicity or an ethnic neighborhood to go and hang out in and experience it. You know, Little Havana is very, very popular, and I enjoy it, but there's also places like Little Haiti, and even up in Sunny Isles, in some of the Jewish areas, it's really cool to go hang out at places like the Rascal House.
Oh, yes, I've eaten there. I couldn't get Vic Phillips out of there when we were there one trip. Every meal he had to eat there.
Yeah, of course, you know, you guys probably brought the average age down to about 70.
Right. Only place we'd ever go where Vic Phillips was the youngest man in the room.
But that's what's so neat about it. It really is a cool place. You know, it's like, oy vey, you know, here's some matzo ball soup.
Well, that's something Sandra would know all about.
A lot of characters there. For people planning their winter vacations, what number can they call the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau at, and what is, you have a new website out as well.
Yeah, actually, we have a new brand that you guys noticed when you came down here. It's called Tropicool. We're tropical, we're cosmopolitan, we're hip, we're Tropicool.
Ooh,
so
cool.
Our new website reflects that, and it's T-R-O-P-I-C-O-O-L Miami.com, TropicoolMiami.com, or you can call the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau at 1-800-933-8448. That's 1-800-933-8448.
Oh, nice talking to you again, Gene Sullivan from the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. And hope you have a great winter season down there in Miami.
Oh, and I hope you guys come down again soon.
Looking forward to it as well.
That can always be arranged, Gene.
Everything is possible. We can broadcast from anywhere.
Yeah.
And thanks to Sandra Phillips for dropping in today and talking about her Midwest travel experiences. And next Saturday, we'll have the Dean of North American Travel Journalists with us, Alan Fredericks, the Vice President and Managing Editor of Travel Weekly, the influential national trade journal. He'll be on the line with us. That's next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for the Travel World Radio Show. Simulcast on AM 600, CIQC Montreal, the world's first radio station, and across America and around the world on the Truth and Broadcasting Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Sandra Phillips.
And the hands of Chad behind the console. See you next week.
I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long. Talk Radio 600 CIQC.